14th of November 2011.
Good evening. Good evening. I hesitated in speaking with you this time because I was feeling your individual energies to create something which so far has not happened. There is some positive energy with you all this time, which has not always been available to you. So, from our point of view, it is most interesting to watch each one of you glow as a candle would glow. As my dear friends, we approach the end of another one of your earthly years, I would suggest to you that you look back just for a short time to see just how much you have grown. We know sometimes that some of you feel that not much progress has occurred. That is not true. Each one of you, not only those here, but those who have been within this group, have grown so much. But I wish tonight to reiterate some of my previous words to you. You have to ask, my dear friends, you have to ask for our help in your unfoldment of spirit. It is not enough to know that we are close by. Without your permission, we cannot help you further. So it is imperative that each one of you thinks deeply about who and what you are, but not only that, but where it is you are heading. You could all stay still and be pleased with what you have achieved. But it would, my dear friends, be in your own interests to ask for that help in your spiritual unfoldment. There are so many who stand close to each one of you, ready to help in any way that they can. This time, I want you to think just a little more deeply about what you wish to achieve. It is all there before you, my dear friends, but it needs your free will to become activated. I hope you understand my words. Would you wish to comment on what I have just said?
Yes, thank you, Salimer. That's just what I needed to hear. Because I had been wanting to progress myself and sometimes feeling that what I want to achieve is quite a big task. But now you have said the words, I feel I can achieve it because I do need the help.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure we all give thanks to that. Yes, I feel that we are all moving forward within this group. I feel also that the planet is moving forward, and there is an interesting fact that has recently emerged. The 1 kilogram platinum planetary standard in weight that was set up in the year 1889 has lost a small amount of its original weight, and scientists cannot explain this. I feel we have covered this ground in our Bonio conversations, and we have learned that as the spirituality of the planet increases, then densities decrease. And I feel that this is an important event and possibly a trigger for the scientific community to think more deeply.
I understand what you say, my dear friend. Let me just say this to you. Always you are so surprised when something is said that we have already told you of. You never cease to be amazed in the most human of ways about these small matters. All of energy is forever transmuting, changing in many, many ways, in ways that you may never understand. And of course, I would say, it is always welcome news when your scientists have some proof of what is happening.
Exactly.
Yes, I understand why you feel that this one detail is so important.
Well, I feel delight in that there is proof which they are likely to see as tangible.
Yes, it is a long time coming. It has happened in the past, and it will continue to happen in the future. But your infantile joy gladdens me.
I get lots of infantile joy from synchronicities sometimes.
Yes.
And I had a nice one this week with I took a book from the library by David Wolfe. He's written about superfoods and nutrition. I don't know if this is a name that resonates with you. But
it matters not.
No, it matters not. But, anyway, but I phoned a friend in my enthusiasm who liked him too, and she said, oh, he's coming to give a talk in our shops tomorrow. But he travels all over the world, so that was quite synchronistic for me. Yes. But yes. I do get excited about those.
That is because you are only human. Only the human species allows themselves to become so over-excited by what to us is quite normal.
Yes.
I'm sure you understand.
Yes.
But your scientific community will always discover many facts which previously they had denied or doubted in many ways. So yes, continue, my dear friends, to feel your joy at these happenings. And know, as I have always told you, to accept that not all things can be proved to your scientists, because their hearts and minds are sometimes too closed.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, we certainly understand that.
On that thing, Emily was reading an article. I think this is right. I may have got it a bit wrong. I did ask her to send me an email to tell me exactly what had happened, but she read that as you progress, your energy within you slightly changes, and that can actually affect things around you. And she said she does feel that she's moved forward quite a bit. And she said in that particular week, three electrical items of hers had broken. So she thought maybe, you know, she had perhaps after all really moved forward, and her energy had slightly changed.
As I have said, all energy can be transmuted, which of course has either positive or negative ways to them. Mm. But I am going to use one of your earthly sayings: no man is an island.
No.
Of course, whatever happens to any of you has some kind of repercussion with others, because you are all formed of the same energy. So how can you not be connected?
Mm-hmm.
Not only to other humans, but as you have said, my dear friend, objects, which too have energy. So does not it make a little more sense that the connection that all of you have with this beautiful planet should be respected a little more?
Yes.
Yes.
Not only this planet, but as you know, the many universes thereof.
Yes, I feel with the illness too, and there can be so many connections between people, and I wonder if I might ask a question about yet another of our illness conditions.
Yes.
It's a general problem, because it's something I feel that our medical people are, well, they don't seem to know the answers. And it's brought home to me by the fact that my wife has suffered with sciatica for several months now. And the doctors seem to hand out pain-killing pills, but they observe that the condition may last a few days, it may last a few months, it may last several years. There doesn't seem to be any very serious move to cure the condition, just kill the pain that arises from it. And this so as to interfere as little as possible with sleep pattern. So I wonder, Sally Matt, if you may care to say anything about the condition of sciatica, the trapping of the sciatic nerve.
Yes. I have to be a little more general in my reply.
Yes.
Because you, what you call sciatica or arthritis or any of these conditions is indeed the showing of unease within the body. Yes. Throughout your time, there have always been illnesses. There has always been disease amongst mankind.
Yes.
We have spoken about this on many occasions, I believe. And I have told you that any disease within the body will result in a condition, whether it be affecting bones or flesh or whatever the body is made from. I would like you, my dear friends, to just consider what your physical being is. You know that you are first and foremost a spirit, clothed in a physical garb, made from flesh and bones and blood, and you know what a human body is made from. I have to say that throughout time there has always been some discomfort with the human condition throughout your earthly history. And always from our side of life, we have helped to solve many conditions.
Yes.
Yes. I would say to you, at this moment in time, the condition that you call sciatica and arthritis, and after all, sciatica is trouble with the nerves.
Yes.
I have to say, it takes many of your earthly years before this condition shows itself.
Yes.
It is not something that happens in a second, a minute, an hour, a day. It is a build-up of tension within the body, which then creates the nerves to become trapped, to become jangled. That is another one of your earthly expressions which I would like to use. The nerves become jangled.
Jangled,
yes. In other words, they are not happy within that human garb.
That's interesting.
I can only tell you at this time in your world that many and much help can be given. But there has to be an alignment between spirit and physical body. Mm. It is not always easy, I know, because, as I have said, you are dealing with something which has taken probably many years to come to that point.
Yes.
So, my dear friend, I cannot give you the answer which you are hoping for. Only to say that the more the spirit comes forward, the less the physical body reacts. And I know as the body becomes older and older, that too the mind loses that energy to make itself better.
Yes, and this connects with going within.
Yes, yes. It is something that all of you who are well, can work upon. Any illness or upset of the physical being lies within. Yeah. We can influence doctors, which we do all of the time, for help with the diseases. And you must know there are many diseases which you now do hear very rarely of.
Yes, many diseases.
Yes.
And many dedicated doctors, I must say. And so many do a wonderful job.
Of course. But ultimately, I have to say, my dear friend, all illness is the responsibility, hard as that may be to take. Illness is the responsibility of that soul.
Yes. Yes, thank you for that, Sarima.
Whereas I imagine the majority of us, myself included, would think that a back problem comes from something we've done, like a bad fall that we've had.
That may be the trigger, but
yes,
it comes from much longer back.
Yes. Trauma tends to bring forward,
yes,
to the spirit things that have, that are waiting to come forward.
Yes. Thank you. I hope that has helped you just a little.
Can I just go back to
your initial
statement about individual progress?
Yes.
Myself, my learned friends seem to know what you're talking about, but I'm not too sure. Does this mean to say that you talk about going in? Is this something that you've mentioned it before? I'm willing to be reprimanded, but I think, is this what you, I should be doing?
The going within meditation.
The going within.
All of you are sure to go within.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Thank you very much, Sanima.
Did you want to say something, Harry?
Just reflecting on my own condition of my immune system and the tiredness I get.
Yes.
I've been told it's accumulation of past lives, and I see that I don't really feel comfortable at this kind of physical level, and I'm trying to always, part of me trying to escape to a higher realm.
But you cannot escape, my dear friend, until you have dealt with the problem now. Escape is not the way. If you have a problem now, it may well come from past times, as it does with many. But you have to deal with the problem now by going within and strengthening that spirit. Then those outer results will follow. But you cannot escape what you have come here to experience. Do you understand?
Yes.
No, you do not.
What I feel I've been a very long time on this planet, and I suppose I feel a bit tired and wanted to go to another planet, you know. That's how I feel.
But you cannot always have your wish.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about feeling that way. I just feel that's how I feel.
Yes, but that is what you have to let go of.
Mm.
And to deal with your time here. All of the time that you spend wishing for other things is that moment wasted, if I could use that word. I advise each and every one of you, as I have done on many occasions, to live now. Not a time gone or time to come, but now. And you will find, or you should find, if you are going within also, that your health would improve.
I think I can vouch for that. Living for here and now certainly does help with certain conditions. That I think simple things like hay fever, which I know are an environmental problem for many on the planet,
but why is it not a problem for all people? All live in the same environment.
But I cured mine.
Yes, that is what I have been trying to tell you.
I was reiterating really what you were saying, that
yes,
certain aspects of your health that I think we hold on to, feeling that we have to, and once I let it go, it went. I've had 2 years now completely free of it, but I was completely debilitated in the summers with it, but it's gone. I'm just confirming really what you've been saying, my own experience.
Yes, and also this business of going within. Graham, Sarah's husband, is another example of healing himself.
Graham is a very good example.
Certain illnesses confuse me on this issue though, because you've talked about and. I can only talk for myself. I do believe that some illnesses are obviously meant to be. People are born with an illness, either out of choice before they come here this time, before they reincarnated this time. I can think of several people that I know that have got the most awful diseases or conditions that are such spiritual light energies. They're always smiling, they never complain. So those conditions, I believe, are... I'm not sure whether they've come to learn a lesson through that disease or with that disease, or whether that's a condition that other people can learn by.
We are speaking of something slightly differently when you speak of someone coming with a condition. That spirit, that soul has chosen to enter life with the opportunity of those conditions being there.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I have said it is not parents that you choose, but the opportunity and conditions that those two people will bring to our life.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if those conditions exist from birth, that is slightly different, because free will has a much stronger part to play.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they can free themselves from many of those conditions.
Oh, right.
Okay. As life continues.
Mm-hmm.
Not all.
No,
by any means.
Some of them don't have to hang on to the condition as long as they do.
They can improve with a lifetime.
Yeah, and
it
many
is
do, don't
not
they?
An easy subject for you to understand, because most people feel, I do not want this condition.
Mm-hmm.
But are they happy to have the results in a spiritual sense from those conditions? I can tell you, my dear friends, that when they come to this side of life, those experiences will have been invaluable to them.
Mm. I can imagine.
So, again, I say to you, look to the wider picture.
Mm.
Yes, because if we've never had a pain, we can't appreciate other people's pain.
That is one way of looking at it. It gives you an empathy with others.
Mm.
Yes, of course. But that does not mean that you have to hold on to pain. Release it and release yourselves. You understand?
Yes.
I'm not sure whether I'm on the right line or not, but I've often said, especially to Mum sat next to you, my mother-in-law, on the phone, that after a while, if you have been in pain, the pain becomes part of you, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. And whether or not that's because you're actually learning through the pain, but it's not that you want to hang on to it, it's purely that it becomes part of your physical, spiritual being. And sometimes the pain will disappear because it's part of you. And I know that sounds really contrary, but that's what I've experienced.
It's because you have recognized it and let it go.
It's a bit like when you give birth to a baby. The more you embrace the pain and allow it, the better it is. And then it ceases to be a problem.
Yes. Pain, as you know it in this world, is so individual to each one of you, that what is right for one may not necessarily be right for another.
No.
Yes, that's true.
But what is right for each one of you is that you live every second in the now, that you go inwards each and every day till you unite with that spirit within, which has the power to strengthen and to uphold you through all of life's trials. And finally, that you give thanks to all of those who surround you with love and are there to help in any way that they can. And with those words, my dear friends, I am going to leave you.
Yes, well, thank you so all that
for coming.
And to use another of our expressions, I think you have dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's on these matters. Thank you very much.
For those I have not dotted, I would say think more deeply.
Thank you.
You've given us something to think about.
Yes. And also, there are, you've told us some of these things before, but we do need that nudge, keep getting that nudge all the time, so thank you for that.
As always, I will take my leave. Know, my dear friends, that you are loved by many. There are so many who stand close to you. I am always telling you this, but it is now time for each and every one of you to begin to recognize those who are close.
I think we sense this. We don't need scientific proof for this. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.